Hachette Audio presents To the Bright Edge of the World, written by Eowyn Ivey, read by John Glushevich, Kif Vandenhuvel, and Christine Lakin. Includes a Mac and PC compatible PDF of maps and illustrations.
Dedication. For my husband, Sam, with love.
I looked directly into its eyes and knew that I understood nothing. From Make Prayers to the Raven by Richard K. Nelson on Seeing an Alaska Wolverine.
Attention, Mr. Joshua Sloan, Exhibits Curator, Alpine Historical Museum, Alpine, Alaska. Mr. Sloan, I warned you I am a stubborn old man. These boxes have the papers I told you about, the letters and journals from my great-uncle's 1885 expedition across Alaska. I know you said you weren't able to take them on, but I'm sending them anyways. You'll change your mind once you read through all this. Truth be told, I don't have much choice. I never had children of my own, and all the relatives are dead. When my turn comes, these papers will be thrown out with everything else. For most of my life, they have been crammed in trunks and boxes, and they show signs of wear. It would be a shame for them to be lost altogether. The colonel's journey was a harrowing one. Maybe it was doomed from the beginning, but I don't see as to how that takes away from its importance. His expedition is surely the Alaskan equivalent of Lewis and Clark's, and these papers are some of the earliest first-hand descriptions of those northern lands and natives. Several of his private journal entries are downright fantastical and don't align with his official reports. Some who have read these pages write off the odder occurrences as hallucinations brought on by starvation and exposure to the elements. Others have accused the colonel of embellishing his journals in order to gain notoriety. But I tell you, he was neither a hysteric nor a charlatan. He was a West Point graduate who fought in the Indian Wars and negotiated himself out of capture by the Apaches, yet by all accounts, he never sought the limelight. I've chosen to consider another possibility, that he described what he saw with his own two eyes. It takes a kind of arrogance to think everything in the world can be measured.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?